This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, August 14th. I'm Patricia Naft. At the end of last month, a Larimer County man was mowing some property right over the border in Weld County. A few days later, he became sick. His throat hurt, he was running a fever, and his glands were swollen. This lasted for days. Doctors treated him with 2 rounds of antibiotics, and it didn't help. This month, he was hospitalized, and his infection was diagnosed, tularemia. It's caused by a bacteria carried in rabbits and hares, but can be transmitted through pets or mosquitoes. At the hospital in Fort Collins, they were able to give him the proper antibiotics, and he is expected to make a full recovery. Tularemia was recently found in pets in Montrose County. This is Peg Mavis, the director of Montrose County Health and Human Services.
You know, tularemia can be highly contagious, but it's rare to see it in humans. I was looking at statistics here, and this is about 150 people a year are diagnosed with tularemia. And once it's caught early, it's always treatable with antibiotics.
Mavis says that people should be watchful of pets that may attack infected or dead rabbits. Amtrak Southwest Chief is a long-distance passenger train that travels daily from Chicago to Los Angeles along the mountain route of historic Santa Fe Trail. Along its way, it knits together rural communities and connects them to larger cities. The route is at risk, though. With needed repairs and upgrades, the Southwest Chief could be diverted, bypassing southern Colorado and northern New Mexico entirely. As KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports, there's much agreement that the chief should stay on its current route. But when it comes to committing dollars to the effort, there's little consensus over who should pay for it.
Just south of the Colorado border in Raton, a dirt and gravel lot edges up against multiple railroad tracks, and a small Spanish-style building welcomes train passengers coming to town.
I'm a regular commuter. I live part-time in Raton and part-time in New York City, and I use the railroad to get back and forth.
That's Ernest Haker, who, along with many others, came out to the station earlier this year in support of National Train Day.
It's also very common for folks here to go to appointments in Albuquerque and visit family because there's very little in public mass transit in this area.
Haker highlights the dual purpose of a line like the Southwest Chief. It's one part long-distance travel, one part rural transportation. It's Boy Scouts heading into Raton for a trip to Philmont, a nearby scout ranch. It's family members visiting from out of town or tourists wanting to see the Old West by train. For many, it's a convenience, a nostalgic thrill, or a lifeline.
There is no other connectivity.
President and CEO of Amtrak, Joe Boardman.
Long-distance passenger rail service does not mean that you travel from Chicago to L.A. It means you travel from La Junta, Colorado, to Kansas City.
But on this section along the Chief's route from western Kansas through northern New Mexico, track owner BNSF, a freight carrier, has said it doesn't need to maintain the lines to the same standards Amtrak needs for passenger service. That's created a funding quandary. Mark Imhoff directs the Colorado Department of Transportation's Division of Transit and Rail.
Those long-distance routes that traverse many, many states, those have always been a federal responsibility and come out of Amtrak's funding that is appropriated by Congress. And so our belief is that that should maintain and it should continue to be, because the main thrust of those services is multi-state transportation.
But East Coast-based transportation expert Janet Davidson says there's a real argument for both federal and local funding.
The people who use it to get from one small town to the next small town are as important a part of that transportation story as somebody who gets on and makes the big grand journey once every 2 years or whatever they do.
Amtrak has been the subject of criticism since its creation by Congress more than 40 years ago. It's a for-profit company, but the federal government remains its primary stockholder and subsidizes it. Nationwide, Amtrak's passenger numbers are up, and long-distance routes like the Chief make up about 15% of overall ridership. Amtrak's boardman is passionate about maintaining the line on its current route.
We have a commitment and a relationship with all these small communities, and we have a pretty good ridership level. I'm going to go back to me being from a rural area, this nation. I think we're forgetting about it, and we better not. I'm committed to delivering what we promised in 1971.
But for the Southwest Chief, those promises come with necessary infrastructure upgrades estimated at around $200 million. Amtrak has committed funds and is among a proposed partnership that also includes BNSF, Kansas, New Mexico, and Colorado that would split the costs evenly over the course of 10 years. Advocates of maintaining the line, including the two rail companies, Kansas, and a number of regional entities in Colorado, have also applied for a federal transportation grant that, if approved, would total nearly $25 million. CDOT's Imhoff says that would be a start.
I'm not quite sure how we make up the rest of the difference, but it would be a start. It would be a start, and I think that's where a lot of the grassroots folks are coming from is, you know, if you can look at this in more bite-sized chunks, there might be ways to actually preserve the line.
CDOT has about $10 million a year for transportation projects, and Imhoff says it's hard to imagine putting more than a third of that into this line for 1 year, let alone multiple years as proposed. He says buses could provide comparable service at a fraction of the cost. And Janet Davidson says sometimes that just makes more sense, despite some of the emotions that might be involved.
People name their cars, they name their boats, they talk about rail lines in this way as if it opens up this whole world. And, you know, maybe it does. Maybe it opens a world of imagination for us. But it's also a thing to get from A to B. And if we're pragmatic about it, sometimes, you know, the rail isn't the right way to travel. Sometimes the car makes more sense.
An Amtrak spokesman says their long-distance routes primarily compete with driving. But there are other issues surrounding the line, things like economic development and tourism for the communities it serves. For those, Imhoff looks to the Statehouse.
If we as a state believe that those elements are really important, then the legislature could come forward with some general fund dollars to try and help from an economic and a tourism perspective.
But, he adds,
everybody's coffers are pretty low.
Colorado's legislature approved a commission to look at preserving the Chief at a stop in Pueblo and possibly one in Walsenburg. An announcement on the federal transportation grant application is expected sometime this fall. It's one of nearly 800 vying for a share of $600 million. Amtrak says they need a clear plan by the end of the year or they'll be forced to begin the rerouting process. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Yesterday, we reported on a fire at Oxbow's Elk Creek Mine in Somerset. The fire was on the mine's surface and damaged multiple structures. Our report featured an interview with Somerset resident Bill Stearns. We mistakenly identified him as Mike Stearns. Our apologies to Bill Stearns. Stay tuned for Megan and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.